Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Bad Friends, everybody. Yesterday was Father's Day, and oh boy, I miss my dad. And the thing is, I wanted to write a Father's Day song, and I told you I was going to do that too.
Yeah, you promised me, and I thought you weren't going to do it. I'm being serious.
And I forgot about it, and then we were sitting here outside waiting for you because you were late.
I wasn't late. I was getting you sugar-free Red Bull, Rudy. Was I getting sugar-free Red Bull?
Yeah.
See?
Okay, but were we here before I called them?
Dude, yes. You called me.
It doesn't matter.
No, you called me.
All right,
said,
can we do the Father's Day? What's you angry about?
You always do this to me. You trample on me.
Trample.
You're trample. You trample on
trample,
me.
Trample.
You trample.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You. Trample.
Yeah.
Go ahead, trampley.
So, you know, while we were waiting for you, because we were early.
Because I got sugar-free Red Bull, you go.
Yeah, and I wrote a song real quick. Because I write a lot of music on my GarageBand, so I just came up with it. I have an older, like, weird song, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I wrote a song for my dad.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Daddy, I love you. Daddy, why you die? Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Sent it to the Hudsons, what was in my head. You were dead and I whipped out my phone. I can't fucking believe I did that shit, I'm all alone.
Okay.
Miss you, Daddy.
Daddy, I love you. Okay, there we go, that's a song. Very good song. I miss you, Dad, and he died 11 months ago, you know, and...
Wait, was it already 11 months ago?
Uh-huh. It's terrible, and
rest in peace, Daddy.
Yeah,
Papa
it's been
Lee.
A terrible 12 months.
It's been bad.
Yeah, it's been bad. We had my dad died in last August, and then the pandemic. Then the pandemic came.
You sound like it's fake. You're saying like it's not
it's
a real
hoax. Yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah, SDL.
Can you? We'll talk about that.
We'll
later.
We'll talk about it later, and then
deep DL Hugh, Jesus.
A deep DL. And then poured.
Then a massive injustice.
George
that
Floyd
happened once again died, for yeah. The thousandth time.
And then last Tuesday, something happened that was just as shocking and terrifying to me.
Yeah, same.
I want people to know that I don't know what I don't know. The news that you received Tuesday is the same exact new information
That we received. Yeah, we were not privy to any of that stuff and did not know. And we found out when you found out.
I think that that kind of behavior is abhorrent. I resent it. And it's not good.
No, it was awful and shocking and very, quite frankly, taken us all aback. I mean, we called each other and, you know, you sit in disbelief because
You don't know. We don't know this stuff, and we're finding this stuff out at the same time people are, and people are throwing around questions to everybody. Terrible. We don't know.
I haven't. We haven't slept. I mean,
and what just, we know now,
yeah.
Is we're. It's really disappointing. It's really sad, and I think all we can say is, we hope he gets help, mm-hmm. and that's it. And that's all we can say. I mean, I like, you know,
that's all we can say. Yeah.
But we want to continue to do our bad friend show. Can we do our bad friend show?
We want to do our bad friend show. Yeah.
And we started with a dead dad song, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
I have two dads. I bragged to you very, very heavily about that.
But when you say that.
No,
at first, because you've been saying that all
day. I only had one dad.
I know your mom looks like a man. But is that what you're saying? That my mom looks like a man. I have two dads.
My mom is very pretty. I put pictures of her online. She's a very pretty woman. I've seen your mom.
Yeah, my mom's beautiful.
No, she's not. Yeah, the little BTS troll. I've seen her.
Really? You want to see my mom?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to show you my mom.
Yeah, let's see your mom.
All right. Here's my dad holding me, by the way. When I was a baby. What's so fucking funny? What's so funny? That's me as a baby.
Look at your dad's head. Your dad's head is huge. It makes sense why your fucking melon is so big. Your dad's head is massive. Look at how big his dad's melon is.
I can't help it. I'm Korean.
Do all Koreans have big heads?
Yeah, we're generally a big-headed people.
I don't know. That's huge. That looks like a fucking helium
balloon.
Yeah, next
to my baby head, it's... next to my baby head, it looks big.
Your baby head looks like my head as an adult.
All right, so... and then this is my mother. That's my mother. It's so fucking funny.
Is she cross-eyed?
Yeah, she is cross-eyed. Hey, fuck you. And that's my mom and...
You made fun of my parents.
You're the one that said I have two dads. I don't know what to fucking assume.
I do have two dads. Well, I have two. Technically, I have two dads.
You
yeah.
really? So you're... because
my mom remarried. My mom was...
Oh, she did.
My mom is a strong, independent,
badass woman. And what happened to OG dad? What happened to OG dad?
He's still alive.
He abandoned you.
No, he didn't.
He abandoned the family. Did he abandon you? Do you have resentment?
No, he went away to prison.
Is that the one that you were just talking to earlier?
No. That was my stepdad.
Your fake dad.
My stepdad. Not your real dad. No, that is my real dad.
That's not biological blood dad.
My biological father went away to prison.
Did he really?
Yeah, a few times.
Why? See, now everything comes so clear to me. It comes to a point and I can figure things out. Because I'm thinking to myself, you know what I mean? Where does his like...
No, he went... He had... my parents got divorced when
your
I was
rage,
young.
Though, your rage, though. Your rage and your anger. Where did that come young. From?
Let me
your
say... Can I dad? Talk?
My original dad?
My
Your
parents
original
got
dad.
You. My parents got divorced when I was young. My mom is a strong, badass, independent, hardcore,
thick woman,
beautiful woman.
Yes.
Who is a fucking gangster who raised me by herself.
Great.
Like a G.
Great.
Started at the bottom.
I know. I love your mom.
She's a gangster. She's a fucking badass woman.
Okay.
Respect my mother.
All right. All right? So what happened to your original dad?
He unfortunately is a drug addict, and he got caught up in the drug scene and went away. But I mean, he's been sober and healthy for a long time.
And so, did he start a new family?
I used to joke my dad has more kids than my black friends have shoes.
Whoa, too soon.
What the fuck are you talking about?
After George Floyd, come on, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, so you have stepbrothers and sisters.
That means half.
You have half ones.
Yeah, those are half.
And so you never mentioned them? You don't consider them real?
No. I don't know most of my dad's side of the family. I don't know a lot of them. Like we just went separate ways in life.
Oh, so you don't know, you have half brothers and sisters.
Yeah, they're
out
your halves. Yeah,
that you halves. That you've never met or talked to.
I have one. That's like a couple years younger than me.
Mm. How old is she?
Well, I'm 36, and she must be 33.
Uh-huh.
After my mom split from my dad.
Is that incest if you point because you weren't raised together?
I mean, if I do like Latino chicks, and no. Come on. No, but I've never met her. I don't even know who she is. But she's a couple years younger than me, and I don't know who she is.
And does she have the same last name as you, Santino?
No, because I don't think my father and her mother never got married. They just had a child together. They never got married, so she has the last name of her mother. Right, my dad didn't remarry.
Do you have the last name of your OG dad?
Yeah, Santino is my birth name.
A birth name. And is your sister?
The one that you know, my sister.
Your real sister?
Well, I'm an only child. She's my half. She's from my stepdad and my mom.
Wow.
But the one I'm referring to, the one that's like 33, who I don't know, I've never met before, is a grown woman who my dad had a couple years after my mom and him split.
Why don't you guys get together?
I don't know. Brunch or something. Maybe she doesn't fucking want to get together.
Have you tried?
No.
Do you know her name and all that? We're not going to say it, but you don't
know. No, I don't know her name.
You don't even fucking know her name?
Dude, it was a story that I didn't learn until literally a couple years ago. I was told this story later in life of like, hey, you have a sister.
And so you have no relationship with OG?
With her?
No, with your original dad.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You never said, hey, Dad, do we have any half-brothers and sisters?
No, that's what I'm saying. He told me later in life.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, I was like, oh, my God, I have a 34-year-old or whatever, 33-year-old. It's crazy to think someone is almost your age that you've never met in 30 years. 30-some-odd years.
That is strange.
Right? You don't even know.
It's blood, too.
Blood is there. Yeah. You don't even know it. Like all of us have some kind of family member that we've never met before.
Mm.
Like, I know some people have family members that I've heard this from. There was a comic. Oh, I don't want to mention his name. This was crazy, though. He learned his father had another family, was like, not married, but was like raising another family with a woman who had kids from another family, and they raised a kids together that they had. And it didn't exist until he was in his late 20s.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you off air who it was. It put him in a spiral.
It's spiraling.
That he's like, wait a minute. I have sisters and brothers with someone I've never even met.
Yeah.
20-some-odd years.
It's funny because when you find out things about people like that.
Like that they have another.
No, you see even dark shit.
Huh?
Like, you know, I worked with this girl once on a show.
What show?
I can't tell you. Okay. Because I don't want people to narrow it down and go, it's this person.
Sure.
So I worked up with this person on the show, and this person, like, whenever I would do scenes with her, like, they would say, cut, and I go, that was good. And she would just kind of look at me like that. And I go,
did you like it?
And then I go, what'd you do this weekend?
Nothing.
You know what I mean? That type. You go to craft service, right?
She's
lunchtime.
She's eating the spoons.
No, she's sitting by herself. Right.
Oh, go sit with her.
I do. I would go. And, you know what I mean? You know, like I'm the popular kid at school.
You.
Yeah, with my Letterman jacket. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine one of those high school movies?
That
all the good-looking kids are nerds and you're the popular kid?
I'm the popular kid,
and you walk around, you're like, what's up, ladies?
Yeah,
everyone's Bobby's here.
Yeah, yeah. I like to hang out with the stoners or whatever, right? Yeah. And the weird nerds. So I would sit next to her and go, wow, fuck. You know what I mean? Chicken again. Or something.
She would
like,
just eat chicken.
Well, sometimes craft service, they just have one piece of kind of meat.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of a ghetto. So I go, chicken again. And she'd just be like, yeah, chicken. And she would just eat it, right? And I was like, I can't get through. Like, we're on a show together.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you acting in scenes together or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. One time.
wait, finish this, though. She was eating alone.
Yeah, she would eat alone. A lot, and I would go. And she would just give me cross eyes. And go, yeah, chicken. And just eat. Never ask about me.
But you'd sit there in silence and just eat a meal with her?
Silence and just go, what else can I say? You know what I mean? To get it going. Yeah. You know what I mean? Wow, the new fucking Radiohead album. I don't get it. In rainbows? I don't get it.
She's like, what's a Radiohead?
What's a rainbow?
Do you mean your car?
Yeah, it was that kind of thing.
So what?
And then one time in the scene, I had to pull her hair.
What?
Yeah, in a scene, I had to pull her hair.
Like a sex scene?
It wasn't a sex scene. It was a violent scene.
Like you were fighting her?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I had to pull her hair, right?
Uh-huh.
And she had wig on. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I pulled the wig and her thing, the bobby pins were going to her scalp. And I was pulling it and then blood was coming down into her face. And she was going, what the hell? You know what I mean? Because maybe I was trying to get a response out of her.
How did you not know?
I don't know. Like, talk to me. Like that. And blood was coming down her face. And she went crazy on me. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, dude. You're causing her to fucking, her skull is impacted with bobby pins.
So then one day I just went to, you know, another friend that's on the show. I go, what's up? With, you know what I mean? And she goes, in college. She was in college and she found out that she got a call that her dad killed her mom and then he killed himself.
Oh, my God.
So that ever since then, you know, I'd see her eating by herself. I would just sit with the other people.
So fucked.
Yeah.
Daddy, I love you.
Wow. Have you worked with crazy people?
Not well, yes. Yes. Yeah. Crazy as in, like, they're mean. They're very, very mean.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, look, How about this? I've worked with people, and I've talked about it before. I've worked with people on shows where their acting and their process tends to be very heavy, and it drains the room, and it makes you feel kind of uncomfortable that you're like, am I just...
I'll tell you the number one person.
Are you going to say? Okay.
I'll say the name. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Brooke Shields.
Really?
Brooke Shields.
Is
I said it.
Is what mean? Is an asshole?
I fucking hate her.
Bing, bing, bing.
I fucking hate her, dude.
Wait, why?
Fucking hate her, dude.
What did she do, dude?
Dude, I fucking hate
you. Hey, Brooke Shields, what'd you do, dude?
Dude, I hate ya.
What did she do?
So, and I'm gonna expose all kinds of people right now, because this story I've always like kind of held in my heart.
Yeah.
But fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
What did she do?
I'll tell you what she did. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what they did. So I'm on Mad TV, right?
Yeah.
And so I get a call from Fox Television. They go, "Hey, we want you on this other show."
What was the other show?
It was called New Car Smell.
What kind of shitty idea?
Right.
It's got that new car smell.
Right. So it's,
let me guess. It's a sitcom about car salesmen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called New Car Smell.
Bad pitch.
And Brooke Shields is the star.
Okay. Okay.
And so then I get a call going, you know, us as a network, we want you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the showrunners don't want you on the show.
Why?
Because they want Getty Watanabe.
Oh.
You knew who that is?
Yes.
He was Long Duk Dong from 16 Candles.
Yeah, I yes.
So then I just call. I go.
Is he alive?
Yeah, Getty's alive.
Okay.
And I go, I was a kid. I was, what, 28 years old?
Yeah.
So I go, yeah, I don't want to do it then. And they're like, it's a lot of money. It's a network, prime time. You're on a late night Saturday show that no one watches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to, come on, we want you.
Yeah.
So I go, who else is in it? And they go, a couple of names. Dave Attell.
Huge.
Right? And then it was, you know who else had a couple of a guest star was Jimmy Schubert.
I love Jimmy Schubert.
So I love Jimmy. So I go, yeah, I'll do it then. But then, so it's the Cullen brothers are the showrunners.
The Cullen brothers?
Yeah, so Rob Cullen used to hang out with Dice.
Huh?
And Dice, me, and Rob Cullen went to Vegas one time when I was a kid. I was 25. And Dice lost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Dude, I've heard he loves gambling.
Yeah. So Dice took me. He used to call me Ching. So I was
okay. Hey, Ching, yeah, come
so
over here.
So I was working the back door.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, Ching, you know, me and Rob Cullen are going to go to Vegas. Get in the fucking car. I'm working the back door.
They want to drive to Vegas?
No.
Oh.
I'm wearing a Comedy Store t-shirt. And I have no money. And I go, what? I'm working. No, I talked to the manager. So I literally, no money,
mm-hmm.
no clothes.
Right.
Just got in a car with them and drove to LAX.
To go to Vegas.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You, Dice, and Cullen.
Me, Dice, and this guy, Rob Cullen.
Okay.
So we go to Vegas, and we're sitting at the blackjack, the high-end ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Dice would fucking throw down $10,000 hands.
$10,000 hands?
Yeah.
He was making that kind of money?
He was a multi-millionaire.
I know, but $10,000 hands is insane. Yeah,
it was crazy. It was crazy. And I'm sitting there going, and he would lose $50,000, you know what I mean, in 20 minutes.
And not care.
And I would just be like sweating. Because he brought me because he thought I was a good luck charm. Right?
Chang will bring us luck.
Yeah, Chang. He lost a lot of money.
Yeah, bad luck.
And then
charm.
He goes, you're not good luck.
<That's>,
yeah. And the next day, right? So yeah. I had that experience with Rob Cullen.
But he liked you.
Yeah, we're friends.
Okay.
So then now I'm on a show where his brother and him are show running. And they didn't want me. They wanted Getty Watanabe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had like 2 pages of like dialogue in it. And David Schwimmer was the director from Friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't
so
know
Swimmer
directed it. The Schwim Dog.
So every day I would show up, Swimmer would walk up to me and go, hey, man, they cut a page.
your page.
Yeah, and I go, okay, so yeah, it's just this big chunk in the front. So you know, you're introducing, you know, what I mean, you're introducing yourself.
Yeah.
But it'll be great when the show gets picked up. You know what I mean? They'll give you more lines. So go, okay. And the next day, chunk's gone. Chunk is gone. And I go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's just gone. You have a line. You have a line now. And I go, what does that mean? Chunk, listen, you know, I'm on Friends. I was on Friends. I know how these work. These things work. You're fine.
Yeah.
You just want to test.
Okay.
You know what I mean? In my head, I'm like,
you're fine. I was on Friends.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
does that even mean?
I don't know.
I was on one of the most successful sitcoms. Well, you're fine.
But the experience, you know, the experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Next day, line's gone. The line's gone. I go, what do I do then? You walk in. You walk in, you walk out.
You don't even say hi?
No.
You sound like me and Disaster Artist.
Right? So, so I'm on it for like a week and a half, right? 2 weeks, a lot, you know, so you're rehearsing every day.
Oh, God.
Every day gets worse and worse. And now boils are forming on my head.
What do you mean, stress boils or something?
Yeah, gigantic boils are stress on my head.
Yeah.
And I was smoking like 15 packs of cigarettes.
Because you thought you were going to get canned from the show.
I didn't know what was going on. I had never been in the situation before.
Right.
It was so uncomfortable. But then, like, I thought, you know, Brooke Shields is the star. So I remember walking right up to her one morning, and she's at, like, craft service. I look her right in the eyes. I go, good morning. And she just kind of looks at me and walks away.
That's why you hate Brooke Shields?
Yeah.
Bob. That's such a stretch.
No.
You said good morning and she just walked.
She didn't talk to me all.
What if she didn't hear you?
No, it's not
or
that.
Or see you. She's taller than you, isn't she?
The scene that I'm walking in.
She's probably 5'10".
The scene I'm walking in and out of.
Yeah.
I'm obviously there on set rehearsing, right?
How tall is Brooke Shields? Rudy, will you look that up? How tall is Brooke Shields?
Right. I'm obviously, right?
Yeah.
And she won't even lock eyes with me. You don't think I fucking know when somebody doesn't like me?
It's not that.
What
if she didn't?
No, it's this. She knew I was on my way out.
So she...
She didn't need to...
She wrote you off.
Yeah, she didn't need to make that connection. Right?
God, but
here's the answer.
Yeah.
To everyone's question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here.
You're still... Papa's still here.
I'm still here.
Papa's still
right?
here.
Right? And it's like, I think I deserve a little bit of an amends from the Cullen brothers.
I don't think she did that on purpose. How tall is she?
6.
She's 6 feet.
6 foot?
She's 6 feet tall.
She's 6 foot 5?
Let's just say she was in heels that day.
No,
she's
every
6'1",
day for
6'2".
2 weeks? Come on, man.
But you're so low to the earth. How do you know she...
All right.
She could see right over you, and she hears this
so
little voice.
No one said hi to Peter Dinklage on fucking Game of Thrones.
Did you not hear that story? The first day he showed up, they didn't even know he was there. He acted a whole day. They didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, that's so fucking funny. That's so funny.
Don't say fuck Brooke Shields because of that. That's such a small... That's not even a real thing.
No, because... She
didn't say, like, you suck fuck you.
Listen.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Guys, remember when you were always ready to go?
Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed.
Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue.
It brings you the first chewable FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Yeah.
It's prescribed online by licensed physicians. You don't got to go to a doctor's office and get embarrassed. You can do it from your own home.
Yeah, basically, it's like you can chew it and then boink, 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 boink.
What's the boink, 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 boink? What happens?
It's your pee-pee getting hard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's delicious. It works very well. It's easy to do. You can take it on a full or
we
empty
tried
stomach.
It like I tried it again 5 days ago. It really fucking works.
Bobby just came over, ate 3 of them, and just stood in my living room for an hour and a half. It works very well, guys, if you're looking to get some extra juice downstairs.
And it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
Yeah. We've got a deal for the listeners. We've used them. It is very fun. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment for free when you use the special promo code
BADFRIENDS.
Pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BLUECHU.com. Promo code
BADFRIENDS.
Try it out for
free.
It
works.
It's better, cheaper, faster.
We like it.
BlueChew.com. Code
BADFRIENDS.
There it is.
Policy Genius.
There's never a bad time to save money, people.
Right.
But now more than ever, finding smart ways to put some cash back in your pocket can make a big difference.
So Bobo's got a brand new house, and so do I, and comes along with home ownership is home insurance. It stinks to shop around. Policy Genius is the one that's going to help you do that at the easiest possible way. You barely need to lift a finger. Go to policygenius.com, answer some questions about yourself and your property, and they're going to compare your rates against other ones. It's simple and so easy to do.
If Policy Genius finds a better rate than what you're currently paying, they'll do all the work to get you switched out.
You don't have to do anything. They'll just swap it out, and usually people do save money. I used it. I saved a little bit of money. But, you know, home insurance is a ripoff here in California. Policy Genius, they'll compare your home and auto policies across different ones. They've saved their customers, on an average, $1,100 a year just doing that. If you want to get a little bit of cash back in your pocket, if you're a homeowner, see how much you can save by reshopping your home insurance rates at policygenius.com. Wait, can I give you a story of embarrassment now? How about this? I'll give you one.
Okay, go ahead.
Not fuck these people, but here's how I felt, like a real moron.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? I get a phone call that they're like, they're doing a Read It Funny or Die, and they need you to read for this movie. It's called House Something. Will Ferrell, and it's the gambling,
the gambling movie.
The casino movie in the house.
With Amy Poehler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get amped. They're like, they love you. They don't even need, they're just going to have this role for you as this, like, dude that comes in, pretends to be a cop, but he's really just like a fuck up looking to steal stuff. Uh-huh. I go to Funny or Die. Dude, I'm so good in a room that I'm, when I have confidence, that I'm like, I'm going to be fine. You know what I mean? Like, I never go in shook. I'm never like nervous. I'm always like, I'm going to be fine. What the fuck? Dude, who cares? I've done a million table reads. I get in there.
You did a table read, not an audition.
No, we were reading for the, they already were giving me the part.
Oh, so you're now a table read.
Yeah, because they said they didn't have time to cast, they had to shoot the movie. So they were like, we're just going to give, they're like, we have a role for you, you can have it. You have to come to the read though, and you have to read,
my God.
They go, you have to read the role, yeah. And you have to read two other roles.
Oh my, don't you hate when they do that, by the way?
I don't want it, I don't know how to do the other one.
You worked on the lines that you're playing.
I know these roles.
And then when you show up, you see in the front page, cop. You know what I mean? Passenger number one.
Mailman.
And and then you go,
blind
I have kid. To read these. And then you have to do a different voice.
And first take. You've never done it before.
You've never done it before.
And then a production assistant comes up to you and goes, we've highlighted a couple of their characters.
Yes!
Oh my God.
I hate it.
So I'm like this. I'm thumbing through them trying to find where the characters are. Because by the way, if you mess up the rhythm of the room, you look like an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Right? So here I am. I'm going, Will Ferrell's right there. Amy's across the table. Kroll. Is there?
Nick Kroll.
Yeah, Nick's like the only guy that I like.
Right, right.
In the room.
Right, right.
And Nick's like, what's up, man? I'm like, hey, what's up? So that made me feel comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I get to.
Great guy, by the way.
Yeah, love Nick. I get to my line that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fuck it up. And I fuck it up so bad.
Why?
Because
the. You got nervous?
Yes.
I know you get intimidated.
Because Will Ferrell looked over at me when I was going to read my line.
Oh, no.
As if to say, like, I don't know this guy. Let's see if he's funny.
Oh, no!
Dude, I ate such a massive, thick, veiny penis.
Did you blush?
Can you get more red than this?
Oh, my God, yeah.
No, I was so embarrassed. Dude, I literally, let's just say the line, and it was quick. It was, they got to be outside behind, they have to be outside because I just climbed through the roof. It was something like that. Like, people were on the run.
But now tell me how you said it.
They have to outside if there's a roof. Hey. Everybody just kept going like it didn't happen because they were like, Jesus fucking Christ. They just kept reading.
Yeah.
And nobody looked up. Nobody looked up at me. No one looked up at me to be like, it's okay, you fucked up. No, they kept going.
I'm getting PTSD.
What do you think I did for the other lines? I fucked him up! I fucked up every fucking line.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. Every fucking line.
And here's the thing.
For me,
you're
and especially for the other ones.
It.
I'm reading it. I can't
you're
read.
You're literally reading it.
Can't read. I
and
can't
you get
fucking
so,
read.
I'm in there. You get so nervous.
So nervous.
That the lines become blurred.
Let me do this. On the way out. On the way out.
Yeah.
This is the face. You're me and I'm Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
So say everyone, goodbye. Everyone says goodbye. And you're me and you say thanks a lot. Just say thanks a lot to me.
And you're Will Ferrell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
That's what he did. He breathed in and looked away. And by the way, Will was right. He breathed in and looked away as if to say,
you should kill yourself.
You're not, yeah, kill
yourself. You should have killed yourself.
It's on the 8th floor. Jump out.
Yeah.
Jump out of the window.
Wow. How are you still alive?
What do you think happened the next day?
You got the part.
Blah, 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 blah. Hello. Hey, what's up, man? It's your agent. Hey, it's your agent.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I think they're going to slice up some stuff and move some stuff around. So, we got you some stuff later this week, some auditions. I was like, oh, they're going to cut it? He's like, yeah, they're going to cut it. They cut the whole role. But you know what? I thought for a second, I thought, they're just going to give it to somebody else. I fucked it up. They did cut the role. But that being said...
But you know why they cut the role?
Because I fucked it up.
Because you fucked it up.
Yeah, because I fucked
they're
it
like,
up.
This part shouldn't well be in written.
Here. Yeah. And by the way, it wasn't the
because
writing.
Because an actor can't even fucking do it.
Wasn't the writing.
Yeah.
It was every inch of me. It was me. I literally, on the way home, I'm like ready to throw up in my car. And I'm like, oh, they're never going to work with me. Like, these people are going to be like, that guy sucks. You know what I mean? And guess what? Never worked with any of those people. They think I suck. I was like, they think I fucking suck because I shit
Amy
the bed.
Was Amy in the room?
Yeah, Amy was there.
Oh my, yeah.
Sitting right across from me.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
She was sitting right across. You're Will Ferrell, that's Amy. Nick is over there. Nick said goodbye because Nick is a good dude and Nick knows me and he was like, later man, take it easy. Like, he was very nice, but I'm sure he on the way home was like, what the fuck was that?
When I was on Splitting Up Together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, the actors are on one side, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, they had the executives just literally on the other side of a table like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like 2 feet long.
Right, 2 feet long, right?
Bobby?
So you sit down like this, but so, you know, you have like a name card, right?
Yeah, they
so
put
my
your,
name card goes Bobby Lee Arthur, who's who I play. At the
yeah,
end,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we remember.
Then there's a name card here, Peter Roth, president of Warner Brothers.
Peter Roth was sitting across from you?
Yeah. He'd come in like this. I could see his fingernails right here, right? Hands like this, right?
Peter.
And it was, dude, you lock eyes with him. Yeah. Bobby, how was your weekend?
Kaka.
Like, you can't even speak English.
Kaka no.
Yeah. And then one time, Oliver laughed at me. He came in for a hug, and I went like this. Right,
you blocked him.
No, I wanted to do like a hand thing, this, like, right. But he came like this, so I went right to the center of his chest,
to sternum.
And, yes, to sternum. And he goes, oh, like that. He made that noise. And then later we had dinner, and Oliver was laughing that I did that,
like making fun.
And I was just trying to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like all those little tiny things.
They matter.
They matter.
Yeah, because we look like idiots.
They matter so much.
I know, it's so stupid.
Why do they matter so much?
You don't mean it.
I want to be a good guy. I want to do the right thing.
You want to be funny.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that, you know who showed up people more than I've ever seen in my life? He's a cool dude. This is not me talking shit, but what? Bill Bellamy. I did a pilot with Bill Bellamy.
Oh, yeah.
So a friend of mine wrote a pilot for Bill about his real life, which is his mom got a divorce and then later in life started dating ex-NFL players.
Mm.
So all of his stepdads were like these big, jacked ex-NFL players.
Yeah.
And Bill Bellamy was supposed to play my friend that wrote it. So Bill Bellamy on the first day were... I sit down at this table. And this is not on me.
Yeah.
I'm making him laugh because I'm mocking his two friends. Yeah. It's supposed to be three black dudes and this white nerd from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Who's like the dork that they just let to play cards because they feel bad for me.
Yeah.
So I was doing this character where they would say something, and I'd be like, I hear that, bro, holler, you know, and Bill was loving it.
Yeah.
And dude, in between scenes, he literally is like, Drew. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, will you grab me? Are you getting a coffee? Will you getting a coffee? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get something. He's like, yeah. Will you get me one too? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So I go get a coffee. And on the way back, he's like berating them when I'm behind my back to his mind, but like in a positive me way. Like, he was like, man, y'all better step the fuck up. Y'all are regulars on this show, and this motherfucker is funnier than both of y'all motherfuckers. You want to lose your job? You want to lose your motherfucking job? Dude, it was, he doesn't know I see him.
You're right.
And he's like, yeah, y'all ain't funny. That bullshit that you said, but that shit wasn't funny at all, motherfucker.
Why would you say that?
He was lighting
co-stars.
Them up. Well, because they're friends. He was his friend. But
it doesn't matter.
Dude, he was checking him.
Yeah.
And he started laughing. He wasn't being like, as mean as I'm making it. He was just being like, y'all are garbage. He gonna take your role, bro.
Yeah.
You are trying. You saying some dumb shit. Then when I sit back down, he's like, "Thank you, bro." These two guys fucking hate. I mean, now they're like,
they hate you.
Fuck this dude. Yeah, because I was funny. Like all I was doing was slinging bullshit lines, and
there's,
I was a day
an
player.
Old saying: you never outshine your master.
Oh, bro. Well, bro, I didn't. Bill was. It's his scene. It's his show. But these two guys, I'm just trying to have fun with them.
But so, that's why he did that.
I know.
Because you outshined him.
I know. It was bad.
You outshined him. You never outshine your master.
We tuned it down big time. Like, I just took it back.
Yeah.
And then they would take heavy shots. Slink Johnson, do you know who that is who played?
I love Slink.
Yeah, he was
great guy.
He was in that scene with us.
Yeah.
Slink started just shitting on me. I mean, and it was funny.
Yeah.
But he was sick of it. He was like, you ain't going to be funnier than me. So Slink was the whole time. And we started, we got a friend.
What was this?
It was a pilot for CBS. It was four years ago. I don't even know. Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
How many pilots have you done?
I don't know, 6, maybe 7? Yeah, I have no idea.
Me too.
I mean, I did the worst pilot of all time. I did How I Met Your Father, the spinoff to How I Met Your Mother. I've talked about that.
Oh, I did Problem Child.
Time out. Do you hear what I said, though?
Yeah.
The most one of the most successful sitcoms of all time, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I did How I Met Your Father.
That would have been great.
Oh.
It must have been great.
Oh. It was so bad. The network, they don't let people see it. I had to sign an NDA when I went and watched it at the network that I wouldn't talk about scenes, characters, anything. Nothing.
It was that bad. Who else was in it?
Well, Greta Gerwig was going to be the star.
Oh, wow.
And she wrote it. She co-wrote it with Emily Spivey, who's a great writer. I've told this story.
Maybe not say the
name. No. That was public knowledge.
Yeah, but they did a good job.
No, they did do a good job. What I'm saying is there was no – we didn't work.
It didn't work.
It's like me and Drew Tarver were boyfriends, and that was the other thing, man. They wouldn't let us kiss. They didn't want us to kiss. And Drew was like, well – you know, because we went in to like do a kiss one time. Like, yeah. He was just going to kiss me on my cheek.
Yeah.
And the network was like, I just think the kissing is a little much.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't want us to show affection. So how do I, this is my boyfriend. Otherwise, it just looks like two guys.
Have you ever worked with anybody that was so good that you're like, I think I'm going to quit?
My whole career. Almost everybody I've worked with.
Yeah.
So many people.
I did that show, Sean Saves the World.
Oh, I love.
I did that show. I played his boyfriend. We had a kissing scene when you brought that up.
Yeah, you thought about gay
kissing. Sean? What's his name? Sean? He's on Will and Grace.
Hayes.
Sean Hayes.
Yeah. Do you know?
I didn't know much about him.
I used to live in his apartment.
Really?
That was the first thing the landlord said.
And when I watched him do it, like rehearsal.
Yeah.
I literally went, oh, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
this guy is so good.
So you're a pro and I'm a hoe.
Yeah, because what people don't realize is that, you know, I signed up with a bunch of homeless people, to be honest, and crazy street people,
yeah,
to do amateur night at comedy clubs.
Yeah, same. That's us.
Have you ever done, you know, when you first start off, you're with a guy, you know, like a guy in a green suit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, who's that guy, that Robert William Apravaya? You know him?
Mm-hmm.
So a homeless man, crazy person.
Who's going to the same audition you are.
Right. And then you're like... Or some like other homeless person, and then you're like, for years, that's your school,
right? You're
performing with mentally disabled people and people with problems.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, one day, you get an opening job. You know what I mean, for somebody, or you start featuring, and you go, oh, it's a little better, but that's pretty much
that's your training.
And then you end up like with then you're on a show
with a professional
watching people with. That can sing and dance and tap dance. And you're like, I could fart into a mic and not make the mic smelly. Or that's my talent, yeah. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Sean was so good.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
Yeah, he's like shocking to watch.
Yeah, it memorizes lines during rehearsals. He knows it.
I'm going to mispronounce his name, so I don't want to say it. But Oba.
That's it.
Fuck. You got to know.
Oba.
Oh. No, but the best actor... I think I've ever worked with was on I'm Dying Up Here, and I don't want to say mispronounce his last name, so I don't want to sound like an idiot. Oba Babatunde. Do you know him? Oba Babatunde? Mm-hmm. Dude, this guy is so
such... let me look.
Oba Babatunde?
Oh yeah, that guy's I've seen him before. Look, he's great.
I mean, his face is like don't fuck around. He's so good. He was so fucking good at playing this like smooth, slick club owner that there were times when we were done with the scene, his name was Barton Royce or whatever on the show.
Yeah.
That I thought it was up club owner Barton Royce. I like in my mind, I was like, oh, that's Barton Royce. Because he would walk up and he would still kind of be in his vibe.
Yeah.
And he'd be getting coffee. He's like, what's going on, kid?
Really?
I feel like I was in a fucking a light movie with that.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys where you watch him and you go, oh, he just is better than everybody.
Yeah.
And he knows it. There's no way they don't know it. Those guys fucking know.
I love those evergreen working actors
that
have been around since the 70s.
Yes.
Sometimes you're on a set, right?
Yeah.
With guys you've grew up, you know, watching, just like, oh,
Rick Overton was on our show. And Rick is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend.
The guys like that, where you're like, oh, you've been good your whole life.
Yeah, and you just kind of go, what am I doing here? What am I doing here?
Why did you guys say yes to me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Speaking of people that are good their whole life, let's talk about the DL thing. DL Hughley collapsed on stage. A great, by the way, a great comic who I've always thought was kind of in a class of his own.
Like when Pablo, when Pablo passed out on stage?
That was from drugs.
I understand that. But
he fell because of drugs.
I understand that. But they did both fall.
Yeah, but DL was sick.
It doesn't matter. They both fell.
Okay, same story.
I'm just saying when you see a fall.
Yeah, when you watch it happen.
Yeah, because they always happen in clubs that I play.
That's funny. That's so true.
Right? So you know exactly what that room is.
Yeah.
Right? So
where was Pablo's fall?
Sacramento Punchline.
Oh, yeah, Sac. Right? That's
so
right.
I played Sac thousands of times, right? And go, oh my God, I remember that little
I know that table.
That table where he almost cracked his skull in. Yeah.
Where did DL fall?
Zanies.
Zanies, that's right.
Yeah. And I played that room as well.
God, that's insane.
It's insane. So he's on stage and he's sitting down.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think he's sitting there.
Okay.
So already in your head, because I've never seen DL sit before, that could have been a clue. Because did you see how fast his manager and his people gotten to save him?
Well, I mean,
because they knew that he was sitting there. So he must have been like, hey, man, I'm tired.
I don't feel good.
I don't feel good.
I've had that before. I don't feel good in the middle of stage.
So he's sitting there, and so people were like kind of attentive.
Let me try to find it. Go ahead, keep talking.
And then he falls over, and you hear the gasp. Yeah, and you probably have some, you know what I mean, audience members going, do I get my money back? you saw a couple of those.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing they want to think of.
Do I get my money
back?
Hey,
is there any way that I could get paid for get paid in return for this? Because I didn't want to see him fall.
Yeah.
The opening act was very funny, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever passed out on stage?
No, I have never.
Here's the video. Hold on 1 second.
I've been choked out on stage.
Golf critique. I'm a big golfer. Bobo knows. I've taken him to a driving range, and man, can he bomb it down to fairway. Golf Critique is quickly becoming the best search engine in golf. If you do play golf like me, I love it. Go on there. It's the best way to see user-operated, friendly ratings of golf courses and instructors, things in your area. You can
go become a member right now to have a shot at winning $25,000 cash and golf with Holly Saunders and Brian Urlacher.
It's Brian Urlacher, the ex-Chicago Bear, could play golf with you. If you go sign up, you get $25,000 cash. That's going to be announced soon. Go to golfcritique.com to sign up. Put in our referral code 26793. That's 26793. Click the link below. Once a member, write a review by August 8th, and you can win $25,000.
Wow.
8 finalists are going to go play golf with them in North Carolina. Do you want to go down there and play golf, Bob?
No.
Come on, Bob. Well, you can go. One of 8 people can go. Go to golfcritique.com. Get your ass signed up. Use the promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Receive 15% off of the premium membership. At $4 a month, it's pretty good. You can win 25 Gs. Golfcritique.com. Use promo code
BADFRIENDS.
I got you. Wow. That video is so creepy. It's so ominous.
Yeah.
Right, to watch him? Look at his buddy is waiting for him because he can tell he's wobbly.
I got you.
Oh, my God.
It'd be funny if he regains consciousness, stands back up and goes,
Bitch,
got it! You know what I mean? Like it was a joke. I gotcha! You know what I mean?
I almost passed out on stage when I first auditioned for Last Comic Standing.
Really?
Yeah, my feet tingled.
Why'd you audition for that?
I was brand new. It was my second year doing comedy.
Oh, wow.
I drove to San Francisco with my friend, with my buddy, and we drove and we waited out loud. We camped. You know, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That was one of those moments in comedy where like you're like, fuck, man, it sucked, but I'll never forget those moments. We slept outside together. We told stories all night. Everyone was coming up and down. People we never met before were like, where'd you guys come from? Where'd you come from to audition?
Oh, my God.
So it was like one of those things. I mean, and shit.
And also, I remember those early things, you know, for me.
Yeah.
I would get really worked up for them.
Oh, my fucking God.
It was so nerve-wracking.
All night long thinking about what I was going to say.
Yeah. So did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I won the show. I'm Dad Fan. I'm dad fan.
Oh, this is the first season?
I'm dad fan.
I did a show called Friday Night Videos, and I was in San Diego. I was an open micer, and I got it because my manager hooked it up for me. I used to have this really this older black guy named Worthy Patterson.
What a name.
It's a Worthy. But
I see him in my head right now.
Yeah.
Big, heavy set guy.
Man. No, skinny.
Okay, let me take it back.
I got it.
Skinny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hats?
And it's so funny because I remember Worthy. The reason why I left Worthy, they used to call him Worthless.
Worthless Patterson.
Yeah, yeah. They used to call him Worthless Patterson.
Because he got no gigs for
him. He's a great manager. And I was so green.
Sure.
That I bless the guy. I love him.
Yeah, because those guys that took a shot on you before you were.
He's a great guy. I still run into him today.
Oh, really?
And he works for a big management company. He has a bunch of clients. He's great.
I thought for sure you were going to be like.
No.
He's at the Panda Express on Sunset.
No, he's a great guy.
He does scoops, big scoops.
So, but Worthy got me this gig,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
I drove from San Diego early because I had to be there at like 2.
Uh-huh.
I left San Diego at 4 in the morning. And I drove to Burbank. And I sat in I had this junky fucking truck.
Yeah,
and I remember there was a little park in Burbank there, but right by where the Tonight Show was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There's a couple
still there.
Little parks. Yeah,
yeah.
And I just pacing my act
all night long.
Yeah, till like 6 in the morning till 2.
Damn.
I had no food, money, or anything.
No, of course not.
Starving.
Yeah.
And just doing my act and smoking, doing my act. You know what I mean? The ninja crossed the road, and you know what I mean? And all these bits, you know what I mean? Masturbate alone, you know what I mean? These bits, you know what I mean? Grab your own ass when you masturbate. That's why I'm lonely, or whatever. You know, these bits that I used to do.
Yeah.
And
you still do those. I've heard all those. Just a couple of years ago, I've heard all those. Stop it.
Anyway,
Stop it.
I show up. And
no,
I
you said your dad. What about your dad?
My dad, you know, you're not funny, Bobby. And
yeah,
all
yeah,
those bits,
I
you know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Knock, knock, who's there? You're not funny. All that stuff, right? Right? And I remember.
I still love those.
Being. I don't do that fucking joke anymore.
I still love that joke.
Fuck face.
I'm just saying I love it.
So then I remember backstage and just ready to go and then going and then hitting the stage. And I'd only did comedy 60 times.
Oh, you were so new.
Yeah. 60 or 70 times.
It's your first year into the gig?
Yeah. And I remember the lights coming on and there's an audience and just nothing came out. Just nothing. Nothing.
A ninja dad.
And then I pulled my stomach out.
Yeah.
And I started doing this weird stomach thing. Because, you know, your survival.
Yeah, you just kick in.
Yeah, and I would go beep, beep. Like grab my penis and go beep, beep. Beep, beep. Like that.
Yes.
And then like, ugh, make noises.
What the fuck
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, just like anything because my jokes weren't working. And do like bird thing. Right? And do yeah. whatever. And then afterwards, Worthy comes, yeah, man, they're not going to pay you.
What?
They're not going to air it. They're not going to pay you or they're not going to air
then
it.
Then you didn't get paid?
No.
What was that, an NBC?
NBC,
fuck,
yeah.
That's,
so then,
let's go get that money.
But then what's funny is then I go to Worthy like 5 months later, yeah. I have no money, and I go, hey, can I get a commercial agent? And he goes, yeah, man, you're never going to work. They're not going to. You watch television? You just don't see no Asian guys on television?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah. You don't see Asian guys on no El Pollo Loco.
Zulu.
Right.
Zulu.
Back then? No.
Yeah, Zulu.
So then I fired him, and I went, you know, with Abby, my manager now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she got me an agent, and I booked 20 national commercials God. In 1 year.
Wow. That's insane.
I did El Pollo Loco. I did, dude.
Crazy
one of them. This is how hungry I was. I would call my agent and go, whatever. Even if it's the polar opposite of me, send me in. So one of them, he goes,
6'8" black guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, one of them was. So they're looking for a Brad Pitt looking guy.
You
log cabin. You're chopping wood.
You
right, and you're wearing a turtleneck. It's for Maxwell House.
How could that not be you?
Yeah, right. Right. So I go, send me in. So I show up, and it's all these guys that look like Brad Pitt in turtlenecks.
Real good-looking dudes.
I'm wearing what this.
Yeah, and your belly's showing.
My belly's showing. I'm wearing this, right? Because I knew that in those kind of commercial auditions, there's no line.
Right.
You're just drinking coffee on a porch
and you go,
chopping wood and just doing that, right? So in those commercials, you know, what do? Is they ask you how your day was.
They just want to talk to you, right? Yeah.
Right. So they turn the camera on. They go, slate your name. You go, I'm Bobby. Profiles. Yeah. You do the profiles. So what were you in Halloween? As soon as they ask me, you just go into this bit.
Yeah, you have to.
You just make them laugh.
Right.
And then next thing you know, you get a call. All right, so it's down to you and four other Brad Pitts.
Because they love
you. So then you get called in with everyone in the room.
Right.
And then ask me a question. They ask you a different question. I don't give a fuck. I got it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Make them to laugh. Mm-hmm. Right? Make beep, beep. Yeah, and do a funny dance, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're on a porch. You get it. You're on a porch with a turtleneck. I did a Masalah commercial, drinking the coffee, chopping wood. I never chopped wood before.
And they just want it to be funny.
They go, why can't it be a fat Asian guy?
Yeah, why not? Asian guys like
they
coffee.
They like wood.
They like wooden coffee.
They like, I make a wooden coffee. And I would get a lot of those when I went, you know, just send me in where all the white dudes are being sent.
Yeah.
Don't give me the ching chongy ones.
Yeah. Those were
ninjas.
For me.
Yeah.
Those, yeah. I liked.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if that's interesting, but probably not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is. What are you looking at? All
Eric
your texts?
Eric Griffin's keeps texting me.
What did he say?
He always just says, oh boy, low bar, something, something.
He's too much.
I love him.
No, we do. Well, we like him. I don't know if we love him, but we like him. Call me back.
Okay, well, I know you don't like talking about Karens.
I don't. It's just we've talked a lot about Karens.
I know, but every week there's a new Karen, and they're more evolved. They're more evolved, and they have different fucking.
They're changing shape.
Yeah.
So what's the new Karen?
This is the new. I call her the Sorcerer San Francisco Karen.
San Francisco.
She's
Karen?
She's like a sorcerer.
What's her name?
She's
mythical. You know her name.
Just put San Francisco Karen. It'll come up.
You know what's so funny about this lady?
Yeah.
When I saw this video for the first time,
yeah.
Lisa Alexander apologizes for Karen-like confrontation.
Yeah.
When I saw this woman...
I just need to talk about it for a second.
When I saw this woman, I literally said out loud, San Francisco. I said it right away. I could feel it.
You
she has
feel
that,
San
that...
Yeah.
It's got that San Francisco vibe.
Yeah.
So talk about... Or this is it right here.
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah, this is him. Okay. A white couple called the police on me, a person of color for silent... For...
Let me just do a backdrop. So this older Filipino man... Who owns the property of his, you know, his house.
He owns the property of his house.
Is this your property?
She says, is this your property? Look at
there
that.
There's the sorcerer.
That should be the. That's
a Salem witch right
San
there.
San Francisco tree. Bing, bing. That
should be the
fucking commercial for that.
Yeah.
Let's play the clip and let's talk about it.
Is this your property? Hi, I'm asking you if this is your property.
Why are you asking?
Because it's private property.
Because it's private property,
so,
sir.
So, are you defacing private property, or is this your building?
They're gonna smile. Oh my God!
You're free
to
express your opinion.
No, we do.
But not on people's property.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Just respectfully.
Sure.
So we're just saying, absolutely, your signs and everything, and that's good. This is not the way to do it.
Okay.
It's private property.
But if I did live here and
push
it was
bottom,
my property,
bottom.
This would be absolutely fine.
Now,
let's get to her in frame here a little bit more.
Okay, but now let me tell you something. Let me just pause right here. Now, if this is happening to me.
Outside of your place right now?
Yeah, if I'm this guy, this is what I'm feeling. Thank you, God.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Yes.
This is what I want in life.
Yeah, this is turning you on.
I would be so turned on because I would play it. Exactly the way he's playing it.
Right, where he never said it was his property, even though it was. He kept
going,
what does it matter?
You have to fucking
You're fishing. Yeah. Yeah, you can
Here
tell.
Here we
he
go.
He keeps fishing now.
This guy's a brilliant
man. This
is
my property. This would be absolutely fine.
And you don't know if I live here or if this is my property.
Perfect.
Oh, really? Because you live here, right? You said so.
Because we know the person who does live.
Oh, we know the person who lives here.
Lie number one. And now, if that was me,
yeah.
it would turn in my head like a little noise, bing bing, right?
Yeah,
lie, bing, and it would make me more excited
because he knows.
Because now, you know what I mean.
Well, this is his chance to go. What are their names?
Yes.
I thought he was going to be like, who does live here?
Yes,
because I think I know them. Do we know the same people?
Yeah, yeah.
And he should just said his name, right? Yeah. If he just was like, is it Marcus and Jan? Do they live here? That's fucking me.
Oh, okay. So then I suggest you call him or call the police.
Or call the police.
Because you're accusing me of a crime, correct?
Well, What I'm asking you is, why are you...
So she realizes here, fuck! I fucked up.
Well, she does call him.
I know, but she you can feel her right now in her voice go, I'm asking you. She knows.
Here's what drives me crazy.
Yeah, you love Karen stuff.
Is the assumption...
Yeah.
Is the assumption that this guy... doesn't own the fucking place.
Right.
Right? Because to me, if I see a guy painting on a wall or whatever, my assumption is that, A, if it's not my fucking wall, it's none of my fucking business.
Yeah, in fact, if I ever see anybody painting anything on something,
yeah.
I don't care.
Give a fuck. Even when like cholos do, you know what I mean?
What are you gonna go ask them what they're doing? Yeah, what are you fellas up to?
I know.
Yeah, fucking what are you nuts?
Yeah.
Mind your own fucking keep moving. The worst thing that can happen is if someone is fucking, like, let's say someone's just graffitiing on a building and you go, hey, don't do that. Now they're going to beat the shit out of you.
Mind your own business. Survive.
I'm not answering you.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So your choices are to call the cops.
I love it.
If you believe I'm calling a crime, and I will more than be happy to talk to them.
Okay. Thank you.
What's your name again?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa, what's your last name?
What is your name?
What's your name? I asked first, Lisa. What's your name, sir? Robbie. What's your last name, sir?
I'm nervous. Guy. I'm sorry.
He's backing up a little bit.
He goes like this. He goes,
yeah.
Robbie.
And now he's like,
What's your name? Robbie. Let's hear what I think his name. I think he said Robbie. It's just the way he backs up is great.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir? Robbie. What's your last name, sir?
What is your first name, sir?
I'm not answering. I'm not talking to you. You're talking to me. I'm asking you the questions.
That's another the right move.
Asking them the question. Yeah, that's what you're saying. He's doing
the right move.
He's going, I'm asking you.
Because basically, I'm just going to translate to you people, all right? Basically, he's saying is
you
that...
You people!
To you.
Okay.
Basically, what he's saying is that, like, I am just doing what I'm doing, right? I don't know you.
Yeah, why are you leaving? Why are you bothering me?
You're in my shit, right? So I don't have to do shit.
Right.
That's basically the translation.
By the way, this should be known. This is sidewalk chalk.
And there are people, right, online, because I've been obsessed with this.
Yeah.
I have read a guy who goes, well, why don't you just say your name and just say you own the property and let it go? That's people's fucking thing.
I know.
No, because he doesn't want to. He didn't do anything.
Time out. Well, because he doesn't have to. Bothering me?
They're coming to him. He's not doing anything.
Imagine if I'm on my front lawn.
Oh my god.
And I'm just trimming something, and some guy goes, "Is that your lawn? Do you live on that lawn? Is this your house?
It's the assumption.
They're assuming he doesn't live there.
It's the assumption that drives
me crazy. It's very obvious. When people say, "Why wouldn't you just say your name?" Because why are you bothering me?
Okay, now go. Keep going. This is what freaks me out about the video.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, then call the cops.
Thank you. We
will do so. Lisa and Robert.
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Wait, you forgot the moment where she puts her...
What happened to the woman?
Her finger on her... The finger on her... When did she do that?
She's touching her chest.
No, she does a thing where she does this.
I didn't know. I didn't see it. We played the whole clip.
Yeah, I think you passed through it.
No.
Keep playing.
Is this your property? Hi, I'm asking you if this is your property.
Why are you asking?
Because it's private property.
I think when you zoomed in, hold this, keep it clear.
So are you defacing private property or is this your building? You're free to express your opinion.
No,
not on people's property.
Okay.
Absolutely. Sure. Just respectfully.
Sure.
So we're saying.
They cut.
Absolutely.
It cuts away.
Why?
I don't know.
Hold on.
This is not the way to do it.
Okay.
It's private property.
But if I did live here and it was my property, this would be absolutely fine.
Totally.
If you don't know if I live here or if this is my property.
We actually do.
There it is.
Pause it there. That's okay. Pause it there. So I imagine.
Can this be my background for my fucking computer?
For some reason, I imagine having sex with her.
And she just goes.
And when you're coming, she does that. Oh my God. If that happened when you were having sex with somebody like that. It would be burned into your fucking psyche forever.
While you're having sex, she goes, this is private property.
This is fucking sorcery right there. Look at her.
You know, this is what's funny about San Francisco. And also, I'm going to talk a little shit about San Francisco. Mm. I like that city. I like performing there, okay? But I got to tell you, every time I go up Divisadero or whatever that's called, Elephant Heights or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at the amount of fucking wealth there, it's sickening. You're like, these fucking rich fucks could save the world. San Francisco is this like liberal island where they're like, we're the most progressive. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a house worth $50 million fucking dollars.
You're too young to know what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I know who Cat Stevens is, Dad.
You're too young to experience this.
I hate when people say that, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that I've been playing the San Francisco punchline since the late 90s.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't born yet. Go ahead.
And the difference between the audiences now and then, night and day.
In what way?
In this, when you played San Francisco, you would couldn't sleep because you couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because the audiences were so wild.
Right.
You would see a lot of different colors.
A lot of different kinds of people.
Different kinds of people.
Like beatniks, hippies.
But not only just beatniks, but also just like every type of person. But what it was is they're enjoying it, and you could say whatever you want, and they would stand up, and it would be – you would crush harder than in any other room.
Can I tell you?
And now it's like doing a fucking EA convention.
I'm gonna completely combat what you just said. No way. I just played up there at Cobb's. I literally said to my agent, I cannot believe how free it was. In my mind, I thought, fuck, San Francisco's always kind of been this tight place the last couple of years. The Pacific Northwest has this thing. No, dude, San Francisco was fucking incredible. Now, granted, I'm sure a lot of those people didn't live on the island. They weren't a bunch.
Play Cobb's?
I play both of them. But Molly wouldn't let me play Punch because of what happened, because of the fucking, you know, the lease, and they couldn't the contracts had to change for everybody. Was like, do you want to sell more tickets or not? And I said, I don't want to play Cobb's. I don't want that big room. I like the small Punch. And she goes, do you want to sell tickets or not? And I said, okay. So I went over there and I sold out 4 shows at Cobb's. So it was well worth it. And I got to tell you, every fucking audience, not one, none of that.
Oh, maybe I should play Cobb's.
It was fucking awesome.
I should play Cobb's.
It was fucking awesome. I used to think that. I was nervous about the Northwest being like, oh, what if they don't like that I do a question about... Nah.
Because the last time I had to play Cobb's, you know, Ask Al Madrigal, I had a nervous breakdown and I collapsed into the kitchen and I took my shirt off and I started crying like a little baby. And Natasha Leger had to pick me up.
Because you were just eating it?
No, I did a corporate event at Cobb's for Facebook.
Well, dude.
And I was last. It was Ian Edwards was there too. And I bombed so badly that I took my shirt off. I went to the kitchen of Cobb's. I went into a thing. And then also, so that's the first, the second time at Cobb's. Before that is where Ken Jeong physically assaulted me. He punched me, tried to punch me in the face. And then Steve Byrne had to separate us.
When you guys were on tour together.
That's a long story. But he separated us, and I had to get back on a plane and go home.
Damn.
So I had two bad things happen at Cobb's.
This is why. You got to wipe that away from your brain.
It's still there.
Gone. Hey, look at me.
I need a seance
gone.
Or something.
Okay. Mumbai's
okay,
it's gone. You don't think about that. It's changed. That stuff has changed a lot. Trust me. I know what you're saying. So two things.
Yeah.
Bobby came over last night.
Oh, my God.
And we ate dinner together, and we had steaks. And Bobby ordered. I'm going to give Bob's order. There was only three of us, right? Bobby ordered prime rib, two corn on the cobs, artichoke, steamed spinach. I'm sorry, cream spinach, garlic bread, the big order, a cup of clam chowder, right? We had fillets and onion rings.
That's it.
And green beans, and salads, and.
That's it.
No, there's one more thing you ordered that I'm missing.
That you ate the fucking, green beans and the steak. Oh, no, that was mine.
That was yours.
That's right. That was mine. Yeah, yeah.
Bobby ordered.
And two Diet Cokes.
Two Diet Cokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bobby ordered.
Everything on the menu.
Everything on one side of the menu. And when we were calling, the guy kept going like this. Okay. And then I added, he goes, okay. Oh, and barbecue baked beans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had barbecue baked beans.
And that's right, that's right. And then he started, okay.
Okay.
And then it started going.
How many utensils would you like? 36? Okay. Yeah, he couldn't fucking believe. I said, just three people.
Yeah.
The guy goes, three people?
Because I haven't ordered at a restaurant in a very long time.
You ordered so much food. It was insane.
Did I eat most of it?
You ate a lot of it. Yeah, yeah. You ate a lot of it.
I know I did.
The one thing that you do that most people can get over that I can't with eating, you slurp. Beans, you slurp. It was hard to watch. I love you, but you are baked beans. And when you dip that steak in the horseradish sauce, my, too much a sauce. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were like,
yeah.
It was.
I was astounded at your etiquette.
Yeah, because I eat like a fucking
adult. No, you guys sit there like fucking...
Like grown-ups.
No, like it's, you know, like pilgrims. Like fucking little house in the prairie pilgrims.
What does that even mean?
Upright, white people, upright, right? You pick up utensils, right? You lock each other in the eyes, right? And you just, you know what I mean? Like Stepford wives.
The whole time we ate, we go like this. We go, yeah, yeah. Is this your private property?
Yeah.
Do you live yes. here?
And doing this move.
Do you live
and
here?
I eat like a fucking immigrant.
You. No.
You know, I want to eat what I eat.
You eat if I imagined the original humans ate.
That's fine.
But they hunted all day.
That's right.
And they exercised all day, and they finally got food.
That's right.
And then they had to wait to cook it.
Uh-huh.
And then when they were done, they wouldn't wait. They would just ravage it. Yeah, meanwhile, we ordered out, picked it up. You didn't even have to go get it.
I had to wait.
And then
I had to fucking wait and sit in your uncomfortable living room on that
uncomfortable couch
and just do small talk.
What's uncomfortable about
it? Oh.
What's uncomfortable?
Beautiful gray walls.
What's uncomfortable about it?
Your house looks like a fucking anthropology store.
Okay.
Just conks and fucking candly and just light and...
Light and airy and nice. It's light and nice.
It's fucking bullshit. And I have to sit there.
You
and
live
go,
in a booger cave. You live in a booger cave.
Oh.
With skin shrapnel
all
over.
What's going on in politics? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about. Look at my backyard. We go in the backyard. I'm like, this is fucking. What is this?
How nice
Cribs?
Is the backyard?
Beautiful.
Yeah. What do
beautiful
you mean?
Beautiful pool. You know what I mean? And I have to pretend. And then what would you like to eat? Come on, white. Let's fucking do it. Let's eat now.
Now, this is you just being racist.
I'm not being racist. So I had to wait.
You just don't like whites.
No, I had to
wait. You just don't like whites.
Don't yell, dude. You act silly.
You don't like whites.
No, I'm just saying I had to wait and pretend
like you cared.
That I cared about it.
Because you wish you had a video game controller.
And I had to sit there and eat there and then be – and now I'm not going to ever do it again because now you're making fun of the way I eat.
No, I wasn't making fun of the way you eat.
Yeah, the slurping and the slurping.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, when you left, you literally said, hey, I really enjoyed this and I do want to do it again. Didn't you? And then you got in your car, you had a cigarette, and then I called you, and we had a conversation, and you really did enjoy it. And I said, you know what?
I'd never done it before, so yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was different.
It was different.
And I asked, why can't Rudy come? But you didn't want her. Is she in trouble?
Rudy doesn't like you.
Look at that face. That calls out
yeah,
bullshit.
Rudy doesn't like you that
much.
Do
you not like me that much? Would you not come over and I would have a good dinner for you? You don't want to come over, huh?
She's paranoid because like even on the way over here, I joke. Can I get some coffee? I'll tell Auntie Kalila that you do it.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell on Auntie Kalila. We have GPS on the in the car. We'll know. She'll know. It's like she's a fucking – and, you know, all these people on the internet go, you got to be nicer to Rudy. She has to be nicer to me.
You do take a lot of abuse from Rudy.
I get abuse from her
and
Kalila all the fucking time. I'm tired of it.
You guys boss him around a lot.
I'm going to tell you another fucking bullshit – thing she did.
Here we go.
So I go to Gold Belly, and I haven't told you how mad I am about this.
What's Gold Belly?
Gold Belly is an app online, and you can order food from all over the country.
Well, now I want to see it. Gold Belly.
It's an app online, and you can get, you know, delicious. They have like recommended things. So I get my Lou Malnati's from there. I get different pizzas from there.
Love.
I get barbecue, but I also get this. I get chicken pot pies and beef pies from a company out of New York. All right.
What's it called? So we can rep
it. I'll show you. I have to go on my Gold Belly real quick.
Are you a pot pie person?
I've never tried.
She doesn't like it.
You know how pot pies, you eat pot pies and it's so hot that even when you're done, it's still hot?
So here's Gold Belly right here. And I'm going to show you some of my transactions here. So this is it. You can go over here and get bagels.
By the way, this isn't a sponsor of ours.
I'm just telling you, I like it. Okay. So my account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go to my orders, okay?
What do you order from Gold
Belly? I've gotten Lou Malnati's, four of those.
I love.
Carol Ba Kitty Party Family Meal. It's like Indian food.
Keddy Ba what?
My pie pizza. I get deep pizzas there. But this is – I get Panberry's Double Crust Hand Pies.
Wait a minute. You get pizzas from Lou Malnati's and from Pie Guy?
I get them from six different companies.
Jesus.
So I get this thing called Panberry's Double Crust Hand Pies.
Okay.
Okay. So they come frozen. Look at, listen to me when I'm talking to you.
I am listening to you.
Okay.
I'm just looking at this belly thing.
So they're in, they come in a box. This is Gold Belly, and I get 12 pies. They're about this big.
Okay.
So listen to me.
I am.
And so they come to the door, and Kalila has a thing where I can't touch anything that comes to the door. Rudy has to clean it all and disinfect everything, right?
I know. You made her disinfect the Red Bulls.
She leaves my pies out there for 2 days. Melt, right? So then she doesn't tell me.
Yeah.
And she freezes them that way. Now the pies come in a plastic wrapping.
Right.
And when they melt, all the filling inside
pours out.
Pours out. So the plastic's filled, now frozen, with the filling that's inside the fucking pie, right? And yeah. She just puts it in the freezer, and she doesn't tell me.
Wait, why
so
do
I'm
you
like,
put
you know, so I'm like, hey, shit. Hey, shit. I wake up one day. Hey, shit. I want a pie today.
Hey, shit. I want a pie today.
Right. I go to the pie, and I pick them up, and the fucking – the pie, the crust is still there, but there's holes in the bottom where all the filling had spilled out into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just getting crust.
Yeah.
Right? All 12 of them are that way, and I've been eating it that way, but all the shit fucking oozed out. Did you apologize?
I only made the mistake once, and because you didn't tell me that the package arrived, because I never go down, and I don't know when it arrived.
She didn't know.
And the fillings didn't go out, only the oil went out.
Oh,
hey, slow down. Hey, you can relax. Sit down. Rudy?
No, no, no.
It was just the oil, huh?
All right.
So was he exaggerating?
No. Stop, Rude.
Bob?
I love you. Stop, Rude.
Bob?
Let me tell you this, Andrew, all right? When I'm ordering, okay, so I'll show you my orders, okay?
I want to see
it. I'm going to show you my orders, okay? So this, okay? So I get, let's go to it.
I fall in love. I fall deeply in love with you when you get into these things.
So I okay.
The way I look at you when you're like a little you're like a little too excited right now.
Okay, so I got
and so
two
I know,
braised pork pies.
Yes.
Two country chicken pies.
Okay.
Two breakfast chicken southern chicken pies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh look, I didn't get oil pies. Since I didn't get oil pies. How the fuck?
Is there not oil pies
is there
on that menu?
Oil.
Is there no
in
oil
the
pie?
Fucking thing. It's the filling, not the oil.
It's not the filling, because if it would be the filling, there would be like meat.
No, here's a.
Wait, time out. Let me investigate. Is there meat spilling outside from outside of it?
No, here's.
Oh, so it is. It's something else.
When you open up a pie, a Panberry pie, it's delicious.
Let
right?
me close my eyes. I see it. Go all ahead.
Right. Imagine this.
I am.
Imagine this. Imagine the filling inside the pie is a stew.
Oh, I love it.
All right? When I ask you what a stew is, what does that consist of?
Chunks of meat and potatoes and carrots.
But what's the most important thing in a stew?
The gravy, the juice.
The juice.
The juice.
Right?
Yeah.
The most important thing is the juice.
The juice.
Right? The juice.
The juice.
Is gone.
The juice is gone.
The juice is gone.
The juice is gone.
The juice
Rudy.
Is gone. The juice has now filled
the
into
bag.
The plastic. So when you open up, it's frozen. So I have to put just beef, right, and potato chunks with no juice.
Can you just crack them and put them back in the pie and cook
no,
it that
can't.
Way?
No, you can't. You can't. It's
like a frozen ice block. You can't crack them off?
You can crack it and put it on top of the shell of the pie.
Why is
and
that?
Have it melt it over.
That sounds good, too.
You know, it doesn't sound good. Because I don't want a moist ball. I don't want a moist ball of a fucking
Do they not
disaster.
Sell moist balls on
they
that
don't.
Menu?
So you never apologize for that, and I'm being nice to Rudy because I'm being nice to her. And I
yeah,
never
okay.
yelled at her about it.
Yeah.
But that is what she did. Did you not do that though? Okay, say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's so fucking nice.
She's a nice girl. That's why I didn't yell at her until now.
You did.
I've been eating these fucking balls of dough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're delicious, but that's not what I want.
That's not what you initially intended.
I want a pie.
Daddy wants a pie.
Yeah, Daddy wants a pie.
Well, how about this?
Yeah. But it's a great company. If you ever go to Gold Belly, you got to get these Panberry
pies.
And I love the mushroom chicken.
Why are you – let me ask you this. Why are you guys leaving it outside for so long? That's to disinfect it? Is that what that is?
You're not supposed to leave it out there for days.
Why don't you guys just spray it inside? Take inside and spray it with alcohol.
Because she just, you know, we live in a, you know. Listen to us. People have different points of view on about the pandemic.
This is about the pandy. Oh, right.
And you know, we are taking it real safe.
Sure.
And you know, people go, "Are you scared?" Yeah, I'm scared.
Why wouldn't you be?
I'm a smoker. I'm scared.
Seriously? We had this conversation when
Sebastian said to me once, you know, when the pandemic started, he goes, "You have nothing to worry about. You're going to be fine." And I go, "Sebastian, you have nothing to worry about because you're athletic."
That doesn't make a difference anymore.
Oh, you have a great body. Italian body.
I know. Trust me.
But for me, you know.
I don't think the smoking thing is going to be the detriment for you.
What is it?
I don't know.
You just said it as if there was a detriment.
I think that health has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Beyond the smoking. I'm talking about just diet.
Oh, yeah. What did I do today when I woke up?
Yoga.
Yeah. Did you do 30 or an hour?
45.
Oh, you did 45?
We were supposed to do 75.
How intense, though? Was it was a lot of stretching?
Why did you add that part?
Because she knows. Because she knows what I'm asking. She knows exactly what I'm asking.
Was it hard?
Yeah, it was kind of hard.
Did you sweat?
Yeah. Did you?
Why are you looking at her? Did you sweat? I know she sweat because she probably puts in the effort.
How about this? Because you were supposed to do Wednesday with us.
I know. I bailed.
And you bailed.
I bailed.
You bail a lot.
First of all, I have
bail on a lot of things.
I had a sever in my leg.
Did you ever play Warzone with me?
No.
Did you ever go to the Korean spa with me?
Well, we can't
because
the pandy.
Did you ever do yoga?
We can't
because
the pandy.
You don't do anything. I back up everything I say. Did I come over to your uncomfortable house? I did. Did I eat dinner? We had a good time.
Shut the fuck up. You're being such an exaggerated dick.
I know.
I bailed on yoga for one reason, and I can tell you this right now. I'm going to a podiatrist next week. I think I got to get surgery on my fucking leg now.
No, you're doing yoga with us Wednesday.
No, I'm serious. I've let this go for too long. This is bad. Look at how gross that looks. You see how red and swollen it is?
Yeah.
I let it go for too long, and I thought it was like, oh, it'll just heal itself.
Yeah.
So I wake up Wednesday morning, and I go, fuck, I don't think I can do yoga. And then I'm thinking, no, man, I'll just go walk around the neighborhood. I'll take the dog for a walk. Mm. Then I go inside. My ankle is swollen.
Your dog, though?
Yeah.
Your dog reminds me of my brother's dog.
Really?
Yeah. Just, you can tell, I don't know why you got lucky, but you could tell he's a good guy.
It's a girl.
So.
It's a girl.
Whatever.
We did put a penis on it, but it is a girl.
It is the most loving. It sat next to me.
She went right up to you.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is when someone says that, got lucky, I believe that to be true. I used to think, I was like, no, dogs take after the way you treat them and the owner. No.
No, you get lucky.
I have good friends that have dogs that are just fucking assholes, that tear shit up, that poop on everything. She doesn't do any of that stuff.
We have one of those.
You have an asshole.
Oh, I have an update on fucking Leonard.
Leonard, bam, 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 bam,
Leonard update.
What happened?
Oh, this is a great one. This is great. So, did I tell you we ordered a spa for it?
Yeah.
So the spa.
Yeah.
Then she ordered a full blown tree thing that came today.
You guys are gonna spend $50,000 on a
right.
bird.
Can I just show you what my fucking patio looks like? it's disgusting. I'll show you what the patio.
Have you guys sprayed it down at all or cleaned it off?
Just watch. You can't really see it, but like.
Let me see. Oh, bro. Get a hose.
Right. So this is essentially, you know, these branches, right? There's the spa that they ordered.
Oh, my God. There's so much poop. There's so much poop.
I know.
Why don't you guys, can you not
so,
just
So what happens
it?
This morning is.
Put some of those meat pies
outside.
We go
outside and he's gone.
Today?
Yeah.
He's gone?
Right. So then what happened was he flew but couldn't fully make it. So he ended up on somebody else's lawn. Right? And, you know, it's like going, I'm leaving the Four Seasons. I'm going to a Motel 6.
Right. He went from tip top to bottom.
Yeah, to bottom. And now he's on somebody else's lawn. None of our business.
Kalila probably cares.
None of our business.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss Leonard?
You know I what? Care.
No, you don't. We talked about it in the car.
His wings are still broken.
No.
His wings are broken still.
I said it asked her in the car, and you have to be honest with me. I go, do you love Leonard? She goes, yeah. And I go, if Leonard died, would you cry? She goes, no. And I go, then I go, have you ever cried in a movie? She goes, yeah.
What movie?
No, it's just a love story.
A love
story. Which one?
A Walk to Remember.
Oh, yeah. Right? What a movie.
And I go, what scene? When she dies, right? I go, you love that scene more than you love Leonard.
Oh, boy.
I said, I don't know if I would cry.
You wouldn't cry. You know you wouldn't.
I would cry.
She'd cry.
You just told me in the car that you wouldn't cry.
I said, I don't know.
She would cry. She wouldn't be heavy, but she would cry. If the dog, if one of your animals died, would you cry?
Yeah, because I love them.
But for how long?
It would devastate me.
For how long?
I would get one of them cloned. Do you know that?
Really? Can you do that?
Oh yeah.
You can get your animal cloned now?
Oh yeah.
Meryl
Streep did it.
How expensive is that?
$50,000.
You would do that?
Fuck yeah. Gobi? Yeah.
Wait, can I do that? How old are they? How do you do that?
You got to get their fingernails or something. You send it to Korea.
Right before they die, you got to get their DNA.
Send it away.
How long does it take? And they clone
a couple of months.
Wow, this is a great idea. Then you really never lose your family dog.
Meryl Streep or one of those actresses did it.
Brooke Shields. She was the inventor of it. No. The Brooke Shields clone your dog. I can't believe that you had
that clone.
You're going to clone Gobi?
I would clone Gobi, but then you think, right?
Isn't that creepy?
If they can clone a dog?
They can't clone humans.
They have to clone humans.
You don't think I think they've done it already.
Yeah, but then if we can clone humans? I've always asked this question. Let me ask you this question.
Oh boy.
Do you believe in God?
I believe in a being. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's there.
So if we can clone a human,
mm-hmm.
are we creating life or is God still creating life?
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's complex. I believe in a thing. I don't believe in a man in the sky. I don't believe in that. I believe in a universal power or energy that's massive that we'll never be able to wrap our brains around. So in that regard, it's all creating without our knowledge. Things are being created without our knowledge. So do I think we live in a fucking alternate universe, dude? None of this is real. This is a simulation.
No, you're freaking me out right
this
now.
Is a, you live in a simulation.
You're freaking me out so
let me,
much.
Let me give you a theory.
Let me give you a theory. It's not a simulation.
The way you look at her, okay, the way she looks to you, right? When you look at her, you know her characteristics. You've seen her before. You've created that image of who you think she is in your mind. That energy is real. She exists. But she looks different to me than she does to you. When you look at her right now, you think I see her the same way you do?
Like she looks Cambodian to me? I don't know what you're saying. You look Cambodian.
No, but what you see of her physically, all her physical attributes, they don't look the same to me. We just assume they do because we live in a fucking simulation. Yeah. We've created these universes the way we want to create
them. It's funny because I first thought, you know, when she first moved in.
Mushrooms.
Right? She looked like a mushroom. No, she, I thought, oh, she looks, you know, like a young, but now she looks exactly, I don't know why, and you take offense to this. She takes offense to this, but she looks exactly like her mom to me.
Well, that's not why. I mean, she is a child of her mother. Why would that be a fucking? You see reflections of her.
But then
you,
I call her mom, and she gets really angry.
Well, that's annoying.
I call her Honey.
Why?
That's her mom's name.
Oh, your mom's name is Honey?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Is that her real name?
Her full name is Honey Luz.
Honey Luz? That's a great name, Honey Luz.
Yeah.
Honey Luz.
But you know, Filipinos, they name their people's, you know, their kids' names crazy shit.
What do you mean?
Like three people have named their kids COVID.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know.
It's kind of cool.
Or paperclip. They just name their kids in a weird
way. Sewerhead.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Here's a little song we wrote for all the dads out there. We see you. We see you working on that grill. Get real hot. Yeah. You know that lawn looks damn fine, Daddy. Mm-hmm. We understand what all the moms see. She got the dad in his New Balance sneakers. Tommy Bahama, three buttons undone. There goes your dad riding on his mower, just glistening in the hot summer sun. so high. Dead bodies, see our bolts coming through. So high, we won't tell you what we wanna do. We wanna fuck your dads. A good time will be had when we fuck your dads. We know your mom will be mad when we fuck your dads. Show me how to drive. Your dads, everybody. We wanna fuck your dads. We wanna fuck your dads. We wanna fuck your dads. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.